IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beta, and once again, I have the chance and opportunity to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, dear listeners, before going through the topic of today's episode, you can listen to more episodes by checking parstoday.ir, page Call of Islam. So, as we know, almost 2 weeks have passed since the large-scale attacks of the Israel against the people of Gaza and the destruction of this infrastructure of this region. These crimes have met with widespread reactions and condemnations from the countries and people from all around the world. And unfortunately, there was a deadly violent attack on the hospital in Gaza, which it was really hurting for all of, especially for the care providers in different countries. And even us as students of medicine, we were actually going to the street to show our support for the people, the innocent people and women of Gaza. And putting this news aside, as we all know, this matter of Gaza and Israel is again at the top of news, which is not a new thing. And as we all know, there is a long, long history. All the stories that we hear in the rumors, more specifically, are fake. In order to actually make this image in your mind that this Palestinian people is not fighting for their own right, but the reality is something else when we go and dig through it. But another thing that we're going to discuss in this episode is that if we have this responsibility to go for these Palestinian people, one of the ways is deleting and omitting this Israel. But Israel is way more powerful and way more, it has more supporters than what we think, like half of the world. And it's a bit difficult and maybe ambitious to think that we can delete and we can destroy this power of today's world. So we have to seek for another ways, or is there any way to be that strong to defeat them? So what should we do, I mean, at the end of the day?
Of course, you know, first of all, we know that every nation in this world, they have the right to defend themselves.
Yeah.
According to the international law, international legal system that we have, every country, every nation have this right. Based on this right, United States attacked Iraq, attacked Saddam Hussein, and completely removed Saddam Hussein from power by this excuse that they have the weapon of mass destruction. But at the end of the day, though, these kind of weaponries were not found. But the Saddam Hussein's regime was completely toppled down and over, and was over by the Allied forces in Iraq. By this kind of principle, United States and NATO attacked Afghanistan and removed the Taliban from the power because of supporting Al-Qaeda and because of the Twin Towers. So what was the main principle for them? It was this principle that rights of defend ourselves. Now, the double standard in the world is really, really interesting, which is they do not give this right to the nation of Palestine. To defend themselves, yeah. You know. So if you remove Saddam Hussein from the power by this excuse that they use the weapons of mass destruction, let's see what's going on in Palestine. The Israeli regime did not use weapons of mass destruction. There are lots of evidences, pieces of evidences are there. They attacked a hospital. Thousands of people, innocent civilians, were killed by these weaponries. So now, chemical weaponries are used there. So genocide is there. All these crimes against humanity is happening there right now in the presence of all the powers in the world.
Yeah.
But if you see, look at the double standard. One nation should be attacked. One power should be removed completely from the power because of this excuse. But the other nation, even they do not have right to defend themselves. If they are attacked by these weaponries, their hospitals, their schools, universities, seminaries, all these, let's say, sports centers, educational centers, you know, health centers, all of these things are being destroyed. But they are termed as terrorists. The oppressed people, the oppressed people of Palestine, not only they do not have the right to defend themselves, they should be termed as terrorists. This is a double standard in our world. And the second point is, the problem is with the ideas, with the beliefs of the Jews. First, they dehumanize the other nation. They say that you're not human. Very explicitly it's termed there, that the other nations are not human. So that's why you do not deserve to be treated as human.
Yeah.
You should be treated as animals. Animals are in our service. You people of Palestine and the other nations are also like that. That's why, unfortunately, by this kind of idea, by this kind of mentality that these people have, they look at the other nations, the other people as their servants, as like animals, like camels, like donkeys. I'm sorry that I'm terming this, because you can find these kind of ideas in their minds.
Okay.
That is why you see that they very, very, what we can say, explicitly say to the people of Palestine that you are not human. We can do whatever we want. If you kill your children, if you kill your babies, if you kill your innocent civilians, because you're not a human being, you're animals.
Yeah.
You can be removed and eliminated from the world. It is not only the issue of Palestine, Palestinian people. Maybe at the end of the day, they will decide to remove nation by nation. Because all human beings, according to them, are like this. So how can the other nation compromise with this kind of situation, with this kind of power or government? How can you live peacefully with this kind of people? If they treat you not as a human, as animals.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. It's really impossible.
So the things that you described, Sheikh, was really of a big sorrow for everyone to see such a nation, to have this ideology, this harsh ideology of being superior towards all the people. But the question here remains that, what should we do? Yeah, Brother Ali.
What should we do?
Yeah, what should we do? Okay. What is our responsibility? We cannot omit this nation if we don't have the power, maybe. Maybe we have, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
this is you who have to answer this question.
I think one of the, again, rumors or let's say misconceptions that is being made, and that is purposely to, again, deviate the attention of the world and the inhabitants of the earth, that Israel is a very powerful entity or a very powerful government in the world. But the reality is not like this. We have lots of evidences to prove that. The 33-day war with Hezbollah in Lebanon showed that they don't have that power that they are talking about. The different 20-day wars with Hezbollah and Hamas, with Hamas and Islamic Jihad showed that they are not that powerful, that they don't have that security that they are talking about. It means that they can be penetrated very easily. I mean, even the raiders and the weaponry that they are talking about, that they are among the first five, let's say, army of the world, it's not true, because we have seen that it has been penetrated and it has defeated for a couple of times for a very small group of militia like Hezbollah or even Hamas.
Yeah.
And now the defeat that they actually experienced recently. You see, if they are a very, let's say, a huge army and with that well-equipped army, so how can they lose more than almost 2,000, more than 2,000, dead and injury? So it means that they are not that strong that they are saying, I mean, that the people are saying, or I don't know, the media are saying, they want just to enlarge it in the eyes of the people.
I get it.
And this is, again, the scheme of the Satan to enlarge
the power
of this, forged and usurping entity and government in the eyes of the Muslims.
Yeah.
We have seen that they have been defeated in lots of the time. Look, if I want to explain the battlefield today, it is like, a group of people are restricted in and from in, are restricted from cement wars and cement walls in their own land, and they have only, I mean, a kind of look towards the sky and nothing else. I mean, they cannot exit from that wall to another place. So when you have restricted them that much, but they are able to take lots of injuries or death from you. So if you are that strong, so how? I mean, there was no way for them to receive any weapon from outside. If those who are if the respected listeners are familiar with the geography of the Yuzerb land, it's quite clear that some areas are totally restricted and no one even can enter these lands. So how come if they are that powerful? So how is it possible? I mean, that they have been disabled, disarmed. I mean, they have been disabled in the last days from the pressure that Hamas or Islamic Jihad had put on them. No, it's not that. I mean, they are not that strong and, let's say, they are not that strong and not that powerful that it is being said, as Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said, "Na'uhan al-Boot, la-Bayt al-Ankabut." And their houses are even, their houses are fragile as the houses of the spiders. I want to say that they are not that strong, and they have been defeated a lot. I mean, the viewpoint of cyberspace, from the viewpoint of, I don't know, battlefield and the war in the battle. But one that shows the weakness of this army is the way that they treated the Gaza people. Look, they are killing, they are massacring the civilians. So it means that they are that much unable to kill the militia or those who are in the war, in the battlefield. Rather, they go to kill the ordinary people and the innocent people. So it is out of this weakness, and this is out of this wretchedness that they reach to. So it means that they are they are too weaker than what we imagine.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you, Brother Ali, for your explanation about this matter. And thank you, Sheikh Rouhani, for being here with us and sharing your point of view. And I think it takes lots of time, hours and hours of speaking and discussion to discuss more about Palestine and the responsibility of the Islamic Ummah for this country and for this nation. And unfortunately, in these 24 minutes that we have in our program, I think we cannot dig that deeply into this topic. And I leave it to you, our dear listeners, to go and think and dig more into this important matter and responsibility and every individual's shoulder, especially Muslim people. So thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Allah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها